Okay. You ready on your end?
Yeah.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me is, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, I was so busy chatting with you, I don't have it up. So let's just stall for a second.
Fair enough. We are going to get to a couple of text messages, though. And I think you actually sent me, someone sent us a message on Instagram.
The Insta. Yeah, you can always send us messages on Instagram because I actually check those pretty often.
I don't.
I do. Don't worry. She doesn't because she sucks. Just kidding. But if you want to know our Instagram, it's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com. And Vicky does check those.
Yes. We'll talk about the Instagram message on the next episode because now we're doing the shorter ones. If you haven't heard, we're doing two short ones and popping them out the same day. Just because we're
quickies, but goodies.
Yes, we are. We did get a couple messages that I shall read. We have one. It says, "Hey, it's Ashley. Just listened to the new podcast about times and what we prefer. With me, I like to get up early, like 7 or 7:30 and go to sleep about 9 or 10. Because we were talking about how there's a study that says if you have to go into work before 10 a.m., it is like physically like torture. It is physically torture.
Yes.
And I think mentally, too. And yes, and it makes it hard to sleep because my husband is a night guy and will wake up at 10 and go to sleep at like 12 or 1 a.m.
That is my jam.
Just makes it really hard for us to get fun time because I'm always tired when he's rearing to go. And have an amazing day, girls.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I like morning sex, but I wake up so early that no.
Morning sex is only okay when you don't have an alarm.
Yes.
You've both woken up like
naturally,
and then you just do it. That's perfect for
right.
me. But if you have do not wake me up any earlier than the alarm goes off or I will kill you and you will not get sex.
I was going to say like that's how I am too. And people are like, oh, you're so mean. I'm like, no, you do not wake me up.
No, same, yeah,
like
same.
Don't, especially for sex. I will get mad, and I like sex. I like, you know,
yeah,
but
yeah.
No,
but it's like no, stop poking me with that. Stop, no.
It's like,
ask me in a few hours or something.
When I wake up, I will take care of it. Leave me the hell alone. And if you can't wait that long, go take care of it yourself.
I know, right? It just sucks because I feel like that's like the prime time for guys,
right?
Like
in the
they're already
of the night.
Ready,
or like in the morning, yeah,
yeah. It's already like ready to rock, it's and you're like, just like. I'm not ready to rock. I don't got that.
No, so. I'm like, can we? And it's, and like morning sex is fun, but it's not the like romantic sex by any means.
No.
Because you have morning breath.
Yeah, I don't really want to kiss that much. It's more like you get on top or I get on top. Okay, let's do it.
Or just like, or do it facing naughty, like, you know, at the same direction, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So you don't have to like smell each other's breath.
Yeah,
like,
and
I'm not taking my pajamas all the way off, like wearing like a long shirt.
And I don't want like him to taste things and me taste things.
Yeah, like dirty breath.
Yeah. Ugh.
We did get another. We got a text that says, I like the longer podcast, LOL. I do too, but we're trying a thing. We're trying a thing. And it says, hey girls, your buddy James here, and I have a few things I wanted to ask. Vicky, how's the baby? He's
Aww.
Doing good. He is about 4.5 now, 4.5 months.
4.5, yeah.
Yeah,
not years.
Not years. No, he's 4.5 months. He's doing good. Yeah, he's just a super chill, happy kid.
Good, sleeping through the night.
Yeah, like he wakes up. My mom gets him the night shift because she wakes up a lot.
A very nice lady.
Well, that, and she wakes up all the time during the night. She goes to bed early and then wakes up in the middle of the night, watches TV, so it works for her. So he sleeps. He goes to bed around 8 or 9. He doesn't wake up till like 1. And then he'll have a bottle.
That's really good.
Yeah, a bottle and a diaper change. And then when I leave, he hears me. Like, I try to be quiet, but he's to hear the, like, you just can't not make noise walking out the door.
Yeah.
And so he hears me, my mom says, and he wakes up for another bottle.
That's not bad at all.
No, twice a night, and he's pretty chill. Like, he'll go back to sleep, and I think he'll wake up around, like, 7.
What?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's 3 years. Yeah, so that first chunk. I mean, we all go to bed around the same time. Like, we all are early birds.
Yeah, and that's great that he is, too. Because I know some newborns, they're, like, every hour.
Yeah, like, he was when he was newborn. Mm-hmm. By the way, Sarah, this is what you have to look forward to when you have babies.
Ooh.
When he was first, like, when we first got him from the hospital, he was waking up every hour. Like, so the first night my mom and I stayed with him, we stayed with him in the hospital and we took him home the next day just so we can get an idea of the care he needed. And he was awake every hour. And my mom and I would switch off. She'd take a couple.
A crazy bitch.
Oh, yeah.
When I have kids. Because I need my rest.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not going to get much of it. And that's why I say it's not as hard for
Grandpa.
Us because there's three of us. Oh, yeah. Your dad will not be happy.
No, he won't.
And the second question is, how's the house hunting going? It's going good. Because of the little one, I've decided I'm going to live up north now.
Closer to the little one.
Just so I can be closer to him. And because it's looking like it's a big possibility that my folks are going to adopt him. So I'm going to have a brother that is 29 years younger than me, potentially.
That's crazy.
Isn't that weird? My brother pointed out we're going to be almost 50 when he graduates high school.
That blows my mind.
Right?
That's really strange.
Right? It feels weird on my end, too.
I know. I always told my parents, like, if they had a kid now, like, I would kill them. Because I would be like, that's just such a big age difference. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm not gonna watch your child. That's your child. We're not going to pretend that I'm the mom, you know?
Right.
Like, but I'm like, I don't know. I can't take him to bars until I'm, like, 100 years old. Like, that's so weird.
That'd be funny, actually.
I know. 21st birthday. Okay, honey, let's go.
Let's go, Sonny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm looking at a couple condos. I'm looking, like, Stevens, Everett, possibly Marysville. I found a house I'll have to show you later. I'm in love with.
Girl, start looking until you start wanting to
put
money
down. I gotta actually call my real estate agent because we just got, it's like the beginning of the year, so everything kind of shifts and like wages and stuff. So now that I have my new information, it's like, okay.
This is how much I can afford. Now what do we do?
No, I'm like, I want this house.
Yeah.
Can I get it?
Let's do it.
It's so pretty. So yeah, I'm going to be up north. Sorry to bum anybody out that I was hoping I would move down south. Rev's bummed. He's still sending me houses in Tacoma.
And he wants that carpool lane.
Yeah, I'm like, get Danny. Danny will move down, maybe.
No, he won't.
And three, what do you think of the new Netflix anthology, Love, Death, and Robots? So it's like, it's an anime. I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen like snippets online where it's supposed to be like an animated movie. And apparently there's like a lot of nudity.
Weird.
It's supposed to be really good. I haven't seen it yet.
I guess it could be sexy.
I mean, why not?
That animated stuff nowadays looks real, so it's...
I mean, it looked pretty real, actually. I saw the stills I saw. I was like, holy crap.
You're like, damn, that guy's hot. Oh,
Hey, he's not real.
Cool.
He also said, hey, Vicky, did you see they're making a movie about your life? LOL, just kidding. And he sent me the trailer for the new Dora the Explorer movie, which apparently they're making. Like a live-action Dora the Explorer where she's in high school and she still kind of acts like a kid. It's weird.
That is so ridiculous. But they make everything. They make a movie out of Legos. Like, I'm kind of not surprised
The Lego movie was great. This is like one of those Nickelodeon movies.
I don't know, Vicky. This is your life. You might like it.
I've never been in the jungle, so let's... I don't know how much of this is
You don't have, what, a pet monkey, right?
No.
Is it a monkey?
It's a monkey.
A monkey? I never really got into that show, so I'm not even like curious. You know, SpongeBob movie, they're curious about that, like that kind of thing. But
I feel like we were too old for Dora. Dora was for like 4-3-year-olds back when we were like in high school.
Except I did watch Blue's Clues.
I did watch Blue's Clues was before Dora.
Before.
Though. And so it was fun when you stayed home from school sick or day off and you just didn't watch Blue's Clues. I'd watch it with my brother. I'd be in high school and we'd just be watching Blue's
Our
Clues.
Poor parents. Could you imagine? I think this is the dumbest show ever. We just got a letter. Got a letter.
I feel like it's better than like, there's one that's like, what is it? PJ Masks or something. And it's these little kids and like they're pajamas, but they're superheroes and they have masks. I don't even know. I've never seen the show, but I've seen the artwork and I've seen the toys at Target.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
They're so creepy. They look like, you know, starter packs for GIMPs.
I don't know if Blue's Clues is much better, though.
Blue's Clues was super cute because he taught sign language a little bit, like subtly. It's like,
I didn't learn nothing.
I picked up on it.
this bitch. She would.
And it was like Steve and then the Joe. Other guy. Joe, that's right.
I remember.
You remember Joe. But it's one of the things my parents and I were talking about. Because so my dad has light duty right now because he hurt his arm. Mm-hmm. So he works at Comcast. So he's working at the store, the physical store. So what he's doing all day for the last couple weeks is checking people in.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like when you go to the Apple store and they check you in. Okay, somebody will be right with you. So that's what he's doing right now.
Does he hate it or does he like it?
It's weird. It's different for him.
Yeah.
But he's digging it. He's liking all the people he's working with. And so apparently because they have TVs playing. And so they had played a bunch of Disney music videos.
Oh,
and the Little Mermaid came on. And he was in there telling me, he's like, do you realize how many times I had to listen to that song when you were a kid?
What's the song again?
What was it?
Not A Whole New World. No,
it's Aladdin. A Part of Your World or something like that. Oh. A Part of Your World. Something,
oh,
I don't know.
Man. I don't know if that's better or worse than my obsession with a Barney.
See, my brother had that.
I love you.
And then
you love me.
Like, you have, like, a multiple stages in your life. You have stage, like, you love Barney, and then you hate Barney.
And then Barney gets cool again. It's right. Weird.
Or you're a parent, and you know, hey, my kids are liking Barney, and then you hate them because they start playing it all
yeah.
time. I don't think Barney's on syndication or anything anymore.
I don't think so either. If he is, he shouldn't be, because it's, like, kind of weird.
I think we have the VHS somewhere.
Can I borrow it?
If I can find it, I'll let you borrow it. It's probably worn out. Do you have a VHS player, though?
I don't know. We used to.
You could watch it at my house. It's fine.
You guys would still have one. I do still have some VHS, like Spice World and stuff, but I don't even know if we have a VHS player. That's a good point.
Yeah, no, my parents kept a lot of those. And it works out because now we have the little guy. And so we put the
put
little, it's like a little TV that has a VHS
yeah.
player
oh,
connected.
Super
it's
old
one of those.
School, yeah.
yeah, it used to be mine. And so my dad's pulling out. We have Land Before Time. So he likes listening to noise just like me. So we'll play Land Before Time. And when he hears the characters talking, he'll start like, you know, cooing. Aww. And he likes some of the noises. There's a lot of those VHS tapes. That
I wonder if they're going to be worth money someday.
They say that they will. I mean, freaking, what was it? Was it Urban Outfitters? It's the mm-hmm. one with the really expensive crap.
Yeah.
It's just like crap that you like. It's not super expensive, but it's expensive for what it is.
Yeah. It's like ripped jean
for like 50 bucks. Yeah. That you look like it looks like they went to a thrift store and
bought it
for $5.
Yeah. There's a lot of that stuff.
But they were selling like three VHS player, like VHS tapes for like something ridiculous.
Dude, keep on to it then. They're coming back.
Okay. We're going to shift gears a little bit. So I had found this article a while ago, and it was about this girl. The title is Genius with parentheses, Drunk Woman Steals $2,000 from a Guy at a Bar, and it's a lesson about sexual assault. So I was curious. I'm like, okay, I'm curious on how this all happened. So it started with a tweet by a girl named Sydney, who either works at or owns the bar, and describes how somebody asked to check the bar's camera because he had asked a girl to put her number into the phone. So she's not the girl that did this. She's just the girl at the restaurant or bar.
Oh, okay. The worker.
Yeah. Dealing with what's going on here. So he's like, yeah, put your phone number in my phone. And so instead she Venmo'd herself $2,000.
Wait, whoa. Wait.
Yes.
So a girl went up to a guy.
No, the guy was up to go bugging this girl.
Like, hey.
Hey, give me your number.
Yeah.
Gives her his phone and he goes into Venmo. Or she goes into Venmo and Venmo's $2,000 to her.
Damn! I feel like that's fraud.
So what Sydney says, this dude has been calling my bar to check the cameras because he asked a girl to put her number into his phone and she Venmo'd herself $2,000. Drunk bitches are genius.
That's savage.
So a debate sprung up on Twitter. Some agreed that this girl was indeed a drunk genius. Or my president or the hero we need or pretty funny regardless of the consequences. But others were upset the woman's drunken thievery was being lauded. One user wrote, why is this being applauded? This is literally a federal offense, like with a real prison sentence. Another wrote, most states, it's a felony. Won't be cute when she's doing time. And a third asked, added, hope they find her and put her in jail. If a guy stole $2,000 from a girl, imagine the outrage there would be in the comments.
I wonder, like, how persistent he was being.
Right. And that's a majority of the comments applauding the woman's behavior were from other women, whereas most of the ones who wanted to see her punished were for men, and this imbued a new conversational thread into the matter. Why are people, men, so quick to jump into the man's defense after he lost money, yet remain silent when it comes to defending women who have been sexually assaulted?
But did he sexually assault her?
No. So this is just, it's kind, what they're pointing out is, you're so quick to defend him that he lost this money, and you're defending him because he lost money, but you're not defending somebody who has gone through something worse, like physical harm.
But how do we know she's gone through physical
harm? No, this is just in general, like as a generalization. So that kind of went out in its own way. But I've done that where I've, like, quote unquote, taken money, but I've given it back when I was drunk and high on my medication. That was not a good combo.
Hello, crossfaded.
That was not a good combo. I did not like that.
Almost blacked out.
Yeah, actually, it was one of those, like, I felt like there was, like, this little person in my mind that had, like, robot body me. And was, like, controlling everything. And I'm just sitting there watching everything.
Whoa.
It was really weird. Like, I had no control. And it was super
I don't think
weird.
I've ever had that
It
experience.
Was not fun.
I've been browned out and blacked out before, for sure. But and it was I've never just watched myself.
It's because of the medication I was on. I was new to it. So I wasn't I didn't mix alcohol with it correctly.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to mix alcohol with it.
YOLO swag, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, but I gave the money back. I'm like, it's a joke, I swear. Like,
yeah, I would never try to steal from you kind of thing.
No, and if I did, I wouldn't make it so obvious. Jesus.
Duh.
But what do you think of what she did? If he was bugging her, like, I don't know if he asked her once or if he was persistently throughout the entire night bugging her and bugging her and bugging her.
Nah, this bitch is out of line.
Yeah.
I still think for sure. I mean, even if he was annoying all night, even if he, like, I don't know. I hugged her, like, squeezed her. I don't know. Even if that, like, don't steal someone's money. Like,
no.
I mean, if I felt like he was crossing a line, I would just call security or, right, like, call whoever that works there and be like, can you please either kick this guy out or make sure he doesn't bother him anymore? Like, that it is illegal to
Yeah, you're stealing someone's money.
Yeah, like, that's crazy. Like, I wonder if he got her name or picture or whatever and then somehow put that bitch in jail.
Put the bitch in on blast. So apparently Cardi B, who is a rapper.
Yeah.
I'm not
money
familiar with
money.
Her.
Money. You would not like her. She's like Nicki Minaj, and they don't like each other.
I actually don't mind some Nicki Minaj. So.
They sound very similar.
Her music video is kind of cool.
Oh, it's dope. Honestly,
don't give a Oh, hey.
Hey. Yeah, she probably swears. Yeah, she talks about how she really likes money and, like, she likes dudes, she likes sex, but she likes checks more, kind of thing.
That's fair. Because
she used to be a stripper.
Was Nicki Minaj used to be a stripper? No.
I think so.
It was Amber.
Amber Rose used to be, yes, too.
So apparently she is all up in the headlines right now because she did this Instagram Live that was recorded about 3 years ago, and she said, I had to go strip, and I had to go, oh, yeah, you want to F me? Yeah, 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 let's go back to the hotel. And I would drug them up, and I robbed them. That's what I used to do.
That was in a song or an Instagram video?
Yeah, she said this, and she admitted this in an Instagram Live video from 3 years ago, and so it resurfaced.
Of course it did.
And so she's 26 right now. So 3 years ago, she was 23.
Holy crap. I didn't know she was that young.
Yeah, I didn't either. But it kind of brought up, I've seen this a lot and I'm a little conflicted. What she did, yes, that's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
But they are now comparing her because she drugged people up and stole from them, didn't do anything else to them physically. They're comparing her to, what's his name?
Bill Cosby. And Bill Cosby drugged and then did things.
Yeah, physically to women.
And did he steal from them too?
No.
Oh, okay.
He would rape them, basically. But people are, like, comparing the two. And I feel like it is a piece of crap thing to do.
Yeah. For sure.
But I would not compare the two.
Yeah, it's definitely two different situations. And yes, they both have a common factor, but, like, they're very, very different.
Mm-hmm.
However, like, now I'm very curious to see if Cardi's going to get charged for this.
Yeah, so, I mean, they need to find the guys and have proof and everything. So,
that's true.
So she did respond saying, so I'm seeing on social media that an Instagram Live I did 3 years ago has popped back up. A live where I talk about things I had to do in my past, right or wrong, that I felt I needed to do to make a living, she wrote in a post on Tuesday. I never claim to be perfect or come from a perfect world with a perfect past, and I always speak my truth, and I always own my S.
Yeah, I mean, that's great and all, but that's still illegal to do. Right. So, yikes. I don't know. I mean, I like Cardi and all, but, like, I mean, fair is fair. And,
yeah,
I mean, if you drug someone and steal from them, you should kind of, you know,
it's like, I made the choices that I did at the time because I had limited options. I was blessed to have been able to rise from that, but so many women have not. Whether or not they were poor choices at the time, I did what I had to do to survive.
Have to do that to survive, though. I call BS on that.
Do you think people would be as mad if stuff came out saying that she was a hooker, that she actually had sex with these people for money, that she was a legit hooker?
No, because
and even though that's illegal in most states,
but yeah, but so is drugging someone.
Yeah, exactly. No, but that is illegal, and so is stealing, but people would not care so much if she was selling her body as compared to stealing.
Yeah, and I don't think people would care as much if, I mean, I think people would blow this way more into craziness if it was a guy that mm-hmm. did it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
if it was
yeah.
a guy stripper and a guy who drugged women and just stole their money.
And didn't do anything to them.
Yeah, I think he would be already looking at jail time.
Yeah.
Like, which is crazy. It's like the double standard.
Right.
And it drives me. That's why I think Cardi should have to pay consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's still illegal. It's still effed up. And yeah, you didn't like do anything to them, but you still stole their money and drugged them.
All right. Okay, this is going to make me sound bad. But if I was in her position.
Yeah.
I would have just been like, I was messing. Like, I was kidding. I was like talking out of my ass and being a smart ass. Like.
Yeah. Like. That's there's no
like,
proof.
It's like it's a character. Like I'm just, you know, that's kind of how my life is like, right? Like, ha ha ha. It's a joke.
Yeah. I don't think people would believe her though.
Probably not.
I mean,
because of the way I hear she's kind of trashy.
Yeah, she's a little
like,
trashy.
That's
and
the
she
vibe.
Has like a rough past, right? And she uh-huh. always like kind of likes to throw it in everyone's face. Like, I mm-hmm. used to be this and now I'm this, man, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's part of like her history and like she speaks the mm-hmm. truth and la la la. But then it's also like, well, you just admitted to it. So if anybody does come out, you can't really like plead not guilty mm-hmm. anymore, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, they'd have to figure out where she would do these at, find the guys, and like the guys would have to speak up. Yes, you would. But then now you worry that a bunch of rando guys would be like, yes, you stole from me, just to kind of have their 5 minutes in the
spotlight. And then, I mean, there's that whole like, I mean, then you pay people off and then you would hope that would happen too.
Right. But we want to know what you guys think. Do you think, is it really that big a deal? Is it the amount that's kind of the bad? Like with the first gal, $2,000, what if she stole $20?
Like, would that yeah. be a big... I mean, I doubt he would really care.
You wouldn't care. Like, what would you think if something like that happened to you? Like another side note I'm going to throw in there for you guys. There are women who, if you've ever gotten a random message on your Insta, Facebook, whatever, rando dude that's like, hey, you know, you're real hot. And like, they won't take the hint. They won't like leave you alone, or they're just kind of creepy. One woman started just charging them, to like requesting money on Facebook. You can do that.
Oh,
you can
really?
Request money. Like you can, I've transferred money on Facebook. Like I've paid somebody for lunch on Facebook.
Damn, that seems so sketchy.
Right. But she requested $20 from people and they stopped talking to her.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Like, it's just like, if you want to pay the $20, I'll talk to you.
Yeah, I'll say hi if you pay me $20. Sure.
Right. But most people just like either say what the F or and just leave and stop talking to her, which I think is funny.
Oh, that's savage.
So I think that's awesome. But she's not stealing from them.
No, I mean, they would actually have to give it to her.
Yeah, they'd have to send it to her.
That's so great.
All right, what do you guys think of if like you were talking to a lady and she did that? Would you be offended or would you think it's funny? Or what do you guys think of all this?
Yeah. And then if the creeps are talking to you, how do you get rid of them?
Yeah.
By not stealing their money or drugging them.
Yes. But yeah, we want to hear what you guys think. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.